buying time, killing people that's in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for them more. They shoot, they kill, they massacre from rain. They burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lime, to your face, fight. Buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. See their shit, force a bear. Fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill. They massacre from rape, they burn the kids. No more things, gun, trees, lie to your face. Fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah.
Okay, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on Revolution Radio. And it is September... What is it? September the 13th, 2016. Anyways, sorry if I'm a second late. I got in a little late. And anyways, what we're going to talk about tonight is the throne speech given yesterday in the Ontario legislature. And the first thing I want to do is go find the definition of throne. And what does it say under throne? It says throne. We had a throne speech. So from the 1200s, throne means the seat of God or a saint in heaven. The 1300s, it went to seat occupied by a sovereign. And here in Canada, that is the queen or the king, but we have a queen right now, and occupied by a sovereign. Now, what this is based on is if throne is the seat of God, and then it becomes the seat occupied by a sovereign. That goes back, and people got to understand this, this goes back to the divine right of kings. Okay, because in order to become the king or the queen, the man or the woman has to take an oath on the King James Bible to uphold the law as per the Bible. And they act... I didn't make this stuff up. They did. So just bear with me here. So the king or the queen, the man, woman takes an oath in order to become king, queen, has to take the oath. The man or the woman has to take the oath. The queen or the king is merely a title. So the man or the woman takes an oath to uphold the law, to act as proxy for God. And in that oath promises to uphold the law as per God's word. God's word says, do not add to or take away from my law, my word being law. To follow these laws, this is the oath that the king or queen has to abide by. Once they fail to abide by that, they have broken their oath. They do not have any longer the authority to rule. they're acting in a tyrannical manner after that point. That's why your statutes and your rules and your regulations that come through the legislature are called color of law and the force of law, because they're tyrannical. They have no legitimate power to rule except by fearing the people with force, which gives us de facto rule. So they've broken the oath. Then it goes on, this is in etymology, modern French, let's see, from Latin, from Greek, elevated seat, chair, throne. To hold firmly support. And that is to hold firmly the law of God and support the law of God. Because you got to go back to the beginning. The only way that you have a king or queen, or anyone who claims to be in charge or the authority, is to uphold the authority of which they took the oath on. And you'll find all oaths in the West, so help me God. Well, so help you clowns, God. Let's just, you know, so may God help you clowns, because you've broken the rules. You've broken the law. Okay, so instead of upholding God's law, you believe you are God. But you know you're not God, therefore you have to have a force to back it up. That when people challenge you, you can send out the force to quash them. That's not legitimate. That's illegitimate. So then we go on and it says to firm, steadfast, strong, stable. And then it says statute, law, see firm. I guess that's a law firm. And it says also late 14th century as a symbol of royal power. Well, the royal power is the power which comes from being proxy to the law given to man by God. And the only way they can have royal power is if they uphold that law. But they didn't do that. Along come the lawyers and along come the bankers and offered to kings and queens something that they couldn't turn down. They should have turned it down. Excuse me, but they couldn't turn it down. Greed got in the way. And the rest is basically history. The last meaning of throne is toilet. So we've gone from the seat of God to toilet. Seat of God came about in 1200. 1922, we get toilet. And that's where they're flushing us, ladies and gentlemen, down the freaking toilet. And if you don't notice you're being flushed down by the toilet, or down the toilet by now, you know, I don't know what anybody can say to you. We are being flushed down the toilet. Now, all we got to do to correct this is get back to 1200. And we got to get back to law. What the lawyers and the bankers did, the greedy little buggers, sneaky little buggers, was they came up with the legal system. Which is not law, of course. It's the opposite of law. The legal system harms people. God's law says harm no one. Treat each other as you wish to be treated. Now, I don't know if you notice it, but your government ain't been treating you quite so good. They're treated one way and you're treated the other way. And that has to stop. And I'm happy to say we're going to stop them. We have been under tyrannical rule for way too long. Now, these people wish to play God. And We're going to change that around, whether they like it or not. Anyways, it says sea firm, the adjective. If we look that up, it says late 14th century, strong, steady. That goes with the meaning of crown. Permanent, enduring, of agreements in brackets. And that's what they've done. They've conned us into agreeing that they're the government. Steadfast, steady, brackets again, of persons. Well, the King James Bible, that the kings and queens took an oath to uphold the law in, states specifically God has no respect for persons, and we, the men and women of this planet, are to have no respect for persons either. Yet, the legal boys, the outlaws, the lawyers, using their artful dodger jargon, have turned us into persons, made us surety. And it says also in the King James Bible, and no man deceive you, or you shall be as cattle, chattel slaves, which is exactly what a person is. It's a corporate slave. You are bound to the rules and regulations of the corporation. Now, I never seen anywhere in the Bible saying anything about us being slaves to a corporation. And it goes on, it says, sound, well-founded of arguments. That's what the court is. Okay, we get suckered into agreements, and then when you go to court, you go to a place where you have arguments. Because the court system that we are in is not a lawful court system, it's an unlawful court system of arguments, which is basically a case of, what's the word I'm looking for here? The court system is a what? I can't come up with a word. Anyways, if you look up the word that I can't come up with right now, I will, but you will find the word Satan. So what we've had is we've gone from law of God to the rules and regulations of Satan. That's what we've done. So we go from old French, strong, vigorous, healthy, sound, steadfast, loyal. Now, when I went looking for the origin, or when I was looking up, where the hell, what is legal? And I went regal, this, that, another thing. I looked and looked and looked and looked. And when I finally looked up loyal, I found the word legal. Okay, so all of your politicians are loyal to the legal system. They take an oath to serve the queen or the state. Okay, in this case, they serve the crown, which is the state, which, of course, is something made up in the mind. It's not existent. It's fictional. But all of our politicians take an oath to be loyal and faithful to the legal system, which is completely opposite of law. No politician takes an oath to serve the people. They take an oath to the queen or the crown. So we know that it's all upside down. It's tyrannical. Now, 12th century, it says from Latin, firmus, strong, steadfast, enduring, stable, figuratively constant, steadfast, trusty, faithful, to hold support, custom law, and then it goes on, let's see, the spelling return, 1500s was modeled on Latin, firmness. Now, we look up firm business, firm the noun, it says a business house. And we are all trapped in their house. We are all trapped in the corporate house. That is why we are bound to follow the rules and regulations and statutes that come out of the legislature, because we live in their legal house, which is a house of business. We know it's a house of business because the Queen, who, or Elizabeth, who took the oath to uphold the law, is also, okay, this is the two-faced shit going on again, the duality. The Queen is also at the apex of the legal and political systems, which are business, which are corporate. You were born free momentarily until your mother sold you to the corporation for benefits. Now, she didn't know she was doing that. Had she known she would have done that, she probably would have given them the middle finger. But you were sold into slavery for benefits, baby bonus, school, and all that kind of stuff. And you have resided in that house ever since. Now, the trick is to get out of the house. Anyways, it goes on, a business name, name of a business. The name of the business is Ontario here. The name of the business is Canada. The name of the business is USA. And so on and so forth. Name of a business, originally signature from Italian firma signature, from firmare to sign. Let's see, make firm, affirm, confirm, by signature, sign here. Isn't that what they always tell you? Sign here. Ever since you're little, sign here, sign here. But when you were in grade school, you had to go home and get your mommy and daddy to sign here. Okay? Now, when we became adults, we should have been allowed to leave the house, but we weren't. So we've been slaved by the state. We're used as surety for debt for the state. That's why the state never cares how much money they spend. Blow that shit out the window. You're on the hook for it. But then you've been deceived. So you're cattle, chattel, slave. So what do you expect? So this is where we are. Now, I was trying to find if somebody's got it. I thought I had it earlier today. I was all happy because I thought I had the throne speech. I listened to it yesterday, but I was looking for the text of it. And I punched in, and I thought I had it, but that wasn't what I had. I had the one from 2014. And I can't seemingly dig it up here. I've been looking for it. And we have a lot of nonsensical stuff, you know, the papers discussing it. But I'm trying to find a copy of it so that we can go through it, because there's all kinds of stuff in there that needs to be discussed. If somebody can find it before I find it, stuff it in the chat, please, because I would really like to go through that tonight. Let's see. Throne speech announced, speech from the throne, newsroom, texts, let's see, speech from the throne, that didn't get me there. I want the actual speech, and I can't seem to find it. Where did it get to? Why is it not posted? I can tell you why I can't find it. It's probably, even when I looked at the papers today, they this was the throne speech by the lieutenant governor. I figured this would be all over the front pages of the paper. They got all these other stories because I don't think they want people paying any attention to what took place there yesterday. But anyways, I haven't got it. I'm going to check the chat. Hopefully somebody The Guardian. I mean, it's everywhere. Everybody's got an opinion on this thing. But why can I not find it? I can't even find it through the government that I come across unless I'm looking in the wrong place. So anyways, I'm going to buzz back here over here to UCY chat for a second and see if anybody's managed to come across it. Because if you do have it, please stuff it in the chat, because I would really like to read that thing tonight. 'Cause to go through that is going to wake people up. I don't care where it is you live. The throne speech that took place in Ontario yesterday is extremely important to help people understand who's running the show. Let's see. If I go on, look at this. I go to Ontario's throne speech, OntarioLiberal.ca. Okay? Now, what do I get when I click that? I get a full page of a smiling dyke to a guy who is the Ontario, I can't remember, Cattlemen Association. Looking at her rather stern, and she looking up at him like, yes, I'm a dyke. I don't have a clue what I'm doing. And all this is support lower hydro bills. The Liberal plan will cut hydro bills for every electricity customer in Ontario by 8%. Now, if there was, and this is authorized by the Liberal government, where the hell is the text of the speech? Now, everybody seems to have, it's all about this hydro thing. Nobody, no party, no media will go near what actually is taking place. What took place yesterday? I'm pissed off. Excuse me, I'm pissed off because that should pop instantly. Let's see, throne speech by, let me try and put this in, by Dowdswell. Okay, let me see if that brings it up. Okay, Ontario. Okay, I've already clicked on this, and I think I came up with the, let's see, to deliver crowns the speech no later than 11:30, but where the hell is the speech? This is such a freaking scam, it's ridiculous. Download the text. All right. Instruction for media use. Might be able to watch. Okay, let me download the text and see if it pops. Okay, let's see if we get it. I'm already halfway through this show. Let's see if this is the right one. This is freaking brilliant. September the 8th, 2016. Governor delivers speech. This is, watch the proceedings, no speech. Instruction for the media, I still don't have a speech. What a crock of crap, man. Let's see here. What a joke. Throne speech announced, all smoke and mirrors. Let's see, print headline. Liberals, let's see, promised to remove. Okay, anyways, I'm really ticked off here. Where the hell is the speech? Anyways, the speech was given by Elizabeth Dowdeswell, who is our Lieutenant Governor of Ontario, which means that she is the Queen in place. Now, what people need to understand, who is Elizabeth Dowdeswell? This is what I get so ticked off about, this right-left stuff. Anybody talking about right-left in this day and age is either a fool or a deceiver. One of the two. There's no other way to look at that. They're either players or they're idiots. Now, Elizabeth Dowdeswell came from UNEP, which is the United Nations Environmental Program, which was started by Morris Strong. And if you don't know who Morris Strong is by now, well, you've been sleeping. And they're going to go into a whole bunch of Morris Strong. The man is an international criminal working for the International Crime Syndicate. And his job was push the environment. Not because the environment's in trouble, but because it is one of the main mechanisms to get people to consent to a world government via the UN and the boys that set up the UN. Now, Elizabeth Dowdeswell, what the hell is she doing as a lieutenant governor of Ontario? How did she get there? Everybody's bitching and complaining. All of these news things are saying too little, too late. You know, the Ontario Liberals are garbage. Well, they are garbage, and all ought to be hung, but then so should every other politician in every other country instantly. Go get some good hemp rope and start hanging these clowns. I'm going to say that metaphorically. I don't want the RCMP banging on my door. It's not a physical threat. It's just, it's got to get done. We have got to nullify these clowns that you vote for. They do not represent you. We did that at the beginning of the show. I've been saying it for years. None of them represent you. They never represented you, and they never will until we change the system out back to law. As long as we're in the legal system, you will have no politician ever represent you. The judicial system does not look for justice for you. They look for money. The legal system was designed to enslave and harm man. It's that simple. And if a lawyer wants to argue the point, bring it on. If a politician wants to argue a point, bring it on. So I'll wipe the floor with them. Now, so we have the head of UNEP sitting as queen in place in Ontario. How the hell would that happen? Well, Morris Strong has been a major player for a very, very long time. Says he's dead. I don't know if he's dead. There's no cause of death. There's no real information whatsoever. For a guy that was so huge in the environmental movement, even when he died, there was, Morris died, there was no big parades, there was no big funeral, there was no state funeral. It's like the man never existed. But I think the reason they did that, they didn't want average Joe looking into who Morris Strong was. It's the only reason I can see. Anyway, so we know who Morris Strong was, you know, lower in the belly of a snake, I guess you could say. One world government, working with the international finance people, working with the leaders of the nations, coming up with Agenda 21. Now, this is what kills me. The liberals, screw the liberals. Yeah, screw the liberals, but also screw the conservatives. I don't care what country you're in. If you do a little research, you'll find the exact same happening thing in the same order. How did Elizabeth Dalzell end up as a lieutenant governor of Ontario, which is the Queen? Well, Stephen Harper, the Conservative Prime Minister, selected her from a short list, is what it says. Wait a minute. The Conservative leader, who was supposed to be anti-environment, selected from a short list Elizabeth Dalzell to be the Lieutenant Governor of Ontario, who came from UNEP, which is a creation of Maurice Strong through the UN. And again, it was Prime Minister Brian Mulroney, another Conservative, who signed this nation on to Agenda 21, and then promptly appointed Mr. Maurice Strong into the Privy Council. Wait a minute. This is the Privy Council of the Queen, where everyone takes an oath of secrecy for life to serve the Queen. Now, why in the hell would the Queen allow the appointment of Maurice Strong? Why would the Queen allow a Prime Minister to sign us on to Agenda 21 unless the Queen was up to her ass in the creation of a one-world government? Well, she wouldn't. And she is. So the head of state of this so-called country has sold this country down the river and everybody in it and is working desperately hard to enslave us under a world government. And that's exactly what's going on. And we, the people, had better come to terms in the position that we find ourselves in today. Because it ain't going to get better. When you've got the head of UNEP signing the legislature, or the legislative rules, regulations, and statutes into law as queen, we got problems. We got huge problems. Now, as far as Kathleen Wynne, our so-called premier, what they've done is exactly what it says in that book from 1929, The New Despotism, which is ruled by unelected administrators. Now, these politicians are so stupid. You don't get elected to a high office in this nation or any other nation if you're smart. You got to be an idiot or a player. Either one is obviously detrimental to the people. What we've got here is a breach of trust at the absolute highest of the highest order. Breach of trust is treason. And there isn't an elected official, a judge, a police officer, or even the army, all taking their oaths to serve the Queen. And the Queen is serving the New World Order. And got one of their players sitting as Queen is here in Ontario. And people wonder why we're going down the toilet. Because we walked away from the original throne. We walked away from law. Why do you think that they took the Lord's Prayer out of the schools and out of the legislature? So they could have free rein on us. And more importantly, that they could bring in the Islamic State, because the Islamic State is religion and politic. It is a church that was not separated. They turned us into a secular world here, threw God under the bus, threw law under the bus, and run our asses into the ground. But our politicians are so stupid. Now, everyone in the cabinet at the federal level automatically becomes a member of the Privy Council for life with a secret, an oath of secrecy. Does that sound like a democracy to you? The politicians are the window dressing of a business that you're not privy to. A business that uses you and your labor to their advantage, just like they would a mineral or trees or fish or anything else. God gave man dominion. They're playing God. And they're making the rules. Of course, they're doing it unlawfully. But they're doing it specifically to enslave and take advantage of the people. This idea that they're going to reduce the hydro rate by 8%, the Ontario portion of the HST, while our hydro bills have tripled in price, nowhere in the throne speech, God, I got to get that thing. I will find it for Thursday night show, and we're going to go through it piece by piece by piece by piece. Because going through that speech, nobody, and I don't care what country you live in, nobody will not understand what's going on in their country. Every single country has signed on to the United Nations. The United Nations is the administrative law body and the administrators of your nation. That's why you're putting up windmills. That's why you're putting up solar panels. That's why you're planting trees. And so on and so forth. That's why your planners, your so-called planners, have put development boundary zones around your towns and cities. Did your local council come up with this? Of course not. Your local council is just as stupid as your provincial, state, or federal politicians. They are doing the bidding 100% of what the United Nations asked them to do, which makes the United Nations the administrative body of your town, city, or state, or country. And that's, again, exactly what we were warned about in that book, The New Despotism. And way back in 29, that Chief Justice over in England said it was already being implemented in Canada. So from 1929, it is now 2016. Elizabeth Dowdswell, you can look her up on YouTube in a meeting, said that she's tired of this incrementalism. And that's how these guys do this thing, slowly, incrementally, so you don't notice. Why can you not smoke in this country? Go to the UN. Okay, why do we have pride parades? Go to the UN. Why do we have Idle No More? Go to the UN. Why do we have Occupy? Go to the UN. It's all coming from there. And it's being implemented in our lands. Which means your politicians are doing the bidding of an outside body of non-elected administrators. You ain't got no government. You ain't got no country at this point. All this garbage nonsense I see about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Take them both, take them out, get some hemp. They are nothing more than window dressing. Look at the clowns. Look at the clowns. Look at the clown show. It's exactly what it is. I get so sick of people sending me stuff. Hillary Clinton coughed a lot. Hillary Clinton looked like she had a seizure. Hillary Clinton fell down. I don't care. And why any thinking man or woman would care boggles the mind. We are under siege, people. You better come to terms with it. And you better come to terms with it quick. And the first thing you need to do is get your kids the hell away from these people. Shut these damn schools down. Because if your kid stays in the public school system, chances are they're going to end up in a university and they're going to become completely brain dead. What are the schools for? They're there to indoctrinate. They're there to tell stories, to get people to believe complete and total bullshit. And then set those people loose on the rest of us. Well, I can't, my child, I got to get my child vaccinated for the 273rd time or they won't allow it to go to school. Are you retarded? I mean, you got to give your head a shake, people. These people are playing God. God said, go forth and populate the earth. Your new gods are saying, depopulate the earth. The world is upside down. We are run by psychopaths and sociopaths. The legal system, the business system, the corporate system of which we are enslaved to, trapped by, indoctrinated into accepting, is a system by definition which is amoral, which is exactly the opposite of law, which is moral. These people, you know they're psychopaths because you have never seen one of them at any time show any remorse for anything that's taken place that has harmed the people. So you know they're amoral. You know by their actions they're psychopaths. And yet we allow ourselves to be ruled by these people. These people are not God. They're the exact opposite. They're our adversaries. There, I finally came up with the word. The legal system is an adversarial system of agreements and arguments. And we got to cut it loose. We got to get back to law. The easiest way to get back to law is simply say that we have been deceived. We were told not to be deceived. We were told what would happen to us if we were deceived. But now that we see and now that we know, we can't see and we can't not know. Therefore, we cannot no longer be deceived. And that's what you call killing the lawyers, metaphorically. You nullify them. You nullify these government bodies. You nullify these administrative bodies who are not elected. They do not represent you. Your elected officials do not represent you. So how in the name of sweet bajumpins do we think that they have any authority over us or anything else? We have been hoodwinked. And now it's time to get it right. Now, we hear, or I read in some of these reports, that, you know, the Conservative Party, look at the liberals, look what they've done. Well, wait a minute. The Conservative Party is up to their ass since the get-go in this, as are the NDP and the Greens. Leader of the Green Party is a signatory to the Earth Charter, which is worshiping the creation, not the creator. Yet the leader of the Green Party here in Canada, Elizabeth May, wears a cross around her neck and calls herself a Christian. But then she can do that, you see, because she's a lawyer. Liar. A lawyer is a liar. A lawyer is a deceiver. So we got some clown woman that signed the Earth Charter with Gorbachev, Morris Strong, Rothschild's in there somewhere, and a bunch of others. And yet she wanders around wearing a cross, calling herself a Christian. But then, like I said, she's a lawyer. Now, Stephen Harper, our ex-prime minister, who doesn't happen to be a lawyer, he actually worked in a mailroom somewhere, and then he went to the University of Toronto and then quit, ended up working for some company in a mailroom, and then took a course on, what was it, liberal sciences or something, and all of a sudden this guy's the prime minister. The prime minister we have now taught snowboarding and a few other silly little things. And now he's the prime minister. It's Puppetville. Now, seeing as prime minister, ex-prime minister Harper, what hell happened to this guy? What happens to these politicians after they leave office? This is the problem. People think they left office. They never leave. Okay, they are in the Privy Council for life. And they swore a secret oath for life. So now we have Prime Minister Harper, ex-Prime Minister Harper, has joined a firm, the largest law firm on the planet, offices in 50 countries, just merged with a big outfit in China, which makes sense because Morris Strong came from Power Corp. Power Corp, with Rockefeller, set up their deals in China. They set up deals to send all of our mayors to China. Our prime minister was just in China. Kathleen the Dyke Nguyen was in China. They set up 7 new offices in China in order to bring Chinese immigrants to these lands. And we're being flooded with Muslims, Chinamen. We got people in this country can't afford to keep a house over their heads, can't afford to keep hydro in their homes. Our unemployment rate is rising. And we've opened the doors. All part and parcel of the plan. And it's really time that we sit down and take stock of what's right in front of our freaking eyes. So, Harper has joined the largest law firm on the planet. And who else do we find in the largest law firm on the planet? Harper was a conservative. Jean Chrétien is a liberal, or was a liberal prime minister, and he's a member of this large law firm. And why would that be? To help these guys get what they want. I think that law firm has something like 7,200 lawyers writing their legal jargon, writing their dog Latin to enslave us. Not just enslave us, we're already enslaved, but to really bring the hammer down on us. that this unelected administrative body known as the United Nations, and people think that it's the United Nations, well, that's the outfit that keeps the peace, right? No, no. They run World Health. That's where your vaccines are coming out of. Because there's a lot of money in it. The FAO, the Food and Agriculture Organization, the UN organization, and that's why you have GMO foods all over the place. World Bank, IMF, these are all connected to the United Nations. And you didn't elect any of these people. And here we have Bush in the States signed America onto Agenda 21, and immediately thereafter, Clinton pushed UN Agenda 21 through every level of government. Same deal, isn't it? Two conservatives signed us on to the United Nations Agenda 21. Mulroney here in Canada, Bush in America. And then immediately thereafter, the liberals or the Democrats got a hold of it and ran with it. So if you think you have someone to vote for, you're out of your freaking mind. That's why I've been harping for years that people need to stand up and run it for their local council. We are at war. Make no mistake about that. It is a spiritual, psychological war. You know it's psychological because Warburg at the 50 Senate hearing saying we will have world government by conquest or consent. And Libya and Iraq and so many other places are perfect examples of conquest. These are countries that didn't want to bow down to that bull crap. They wanted their independent states. Well, guess what? See ya. And over here in the West, they can't just bomb the hell out of us because it's the West that's been bombing the hell out of everybody. Why would the one that's bombing hell out of bomb themselves? It doesn't fly. You can't sell that program. So we're out planting trees. We're putting up windmills. We're putting up solar panels. Because we care about the planet. That's consent, people. You are consenting to your final demise of no freedom and no law, administered by people you will never see or meet. And those at your local council, those who you think you elected to represent you at any level of government, in particular the local, because that's where you can get it. You never get it at the provincial state level, and you'll never get it at the federal level, but you can get it in your own neighborhood. And people have got to stand up, and we have got to take back our neighborhoods, which is your local council. Mathematically, it's extraordinarily simple. You have 5 or 7 elected officials. Then you run 3 candidates for each of those seats. You will, I guarantee you, when the voting's over, you will hold the majority vote. Because you will overpower them with your message because you've got 3 times more candidates than they got running. Your message resonates better than their message. People are fed up with what's going on in their local neighborhoods by their local councils, which is nothing more than them passing along the UN administrative rules, regulations that we find ourselves ruled by. Now, once you get a hold of your majority vote at the local council level, the first thing you do is you get rid of the city manager or the CAO. These are the administrative bodies at your local level. These are the administrators you didn't elect. These are the administrators who are implementing world government into your local neighborhood. The council doesn't, for the most part, have a clue. They come, they go, the administrators stay. And this, again, is what we were warned about in the New Despotism, written way back in 1929. That's exactly what we were warned about, and it's here. And the only way we're going to fix it, if we can't stand up in our own local neighborhoods and put $100 down on the table and gather up your friends and neighbors that have a half a mind, a bit of spine, and go forward. Nobody's asking you to pick up a gun, pick up a frickin' pen, print some signs, get out and talk to your neighbors, and take the local neighborhood. And then, like I said, can the city manager or can the CAO ASAP? Now, this is going to cause some problems, because your local council is a creation of the province or the state. They are simply a, what would you call it, a satellite office of the state. So they do the bidding of the state regardless if it's right or left. If it's right state, then you have a right council. And if the right gets thrown out and the left gets put in the state, then it's a left local council. Because the state created them, the state has the power to remove the council if the council does not do as the state wishes. But that's where it's going to get fun. Because if they come in and try and pull a whole council, in the mood people are becoming or getting into now, they're getting very irritated by what's going on in their local neighborhood. This nonsense is being shoved down their throats. You will, at that point, have people stand up and saying, you can't do this. But if we cannot stand up and put $100 on the table, then, my friends, we deserve to be ruled by an unaccountable, unelected, overseas administrative body. We deserve it. Because we didn't stand up doing about it. Therefore, we consented to it. And we have no right to complain about a damn thing. We made our bed, we're sleeping in it. You should be all angry as hell because we were deceived, we've been lied to, we've been turned into slaves. Our mothers sold us to the state for trinkets, a little benefit. If that doesn't anger you, I don't know what will. If that don't get you to stand up, I don't know what will. But I'm going to keep harping at you till we get something going here. Got to get your mind in the right place. You got to target something. And geez, that's gone already. Wow, it's an hour there. I'm going to look up for the text, and hopefully I have it by Thursday, and I want to go through that very, very carefully with you. And there's a couple other things, like Habitat 3 I want to bring up. Anyways, everybody have a great night. We're going to win because we're supposed to. And we'll be back Thursday night, 7 o'clock, same time, same place. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is In Rock Boat, right here on YouTube. Everybody have a fantastic night.
You're listening to UCY.